the register. We all have a name that we log into and take part in internet, in the internet, from an email to a website. The registrars and the registries are both stakeholder groups in the generic name supporting organization. They are contracted stakeholders, meaning they have contracts with ICANN. The other member groups of the GNSO, the Generic Name Supporting Organization, are non-contracted in that they have no contract with ICANN. So the registries and the registrars, which make up the 21.net.museum.com.tel.mobi, .xxx, they are all part of our registry family. And the registrars, which I will not name up to about 1,000 because I don't want to put preference to one registrar over another, but they are the entities that you lease your name from. And I say lease because that's one of the things that I really didn't understand, and it's the only term I can use as a layperson to understand that each year, if I want to have a domain space, if I want to have a web hosting site, if I want to have a business name under .com or .net or .org, I need to pay someone for the privilege to have that. And both the registrars and registries, in their contracts, make payment to ICANN as a nonprofit organization in order to support the mission of ICANN, the coordination of the global internet. So it's a very symbiotic, wonderful relationship. And the registries and the registrars are well represented here and have their stake in what we're doing. The work of ICANN, again, is policy. And policy is for the generic name supporting organization, the country code name supporting organization, and the address supporting organization to help ICANN build. We as staff implement any of the policy that is created in those entities. So, you know, through all of the new GTLD example, such as, or the fast track IDN CCTLD that was launched 2 years ago, those were all community-driven, bottom-up, consensus-built policies that we are now in charge of implementing. And it does take all of us. And now you're included in that wonderful, wonderful experience. The additional work of ICANN is security. Security is that day-to-day work that we do. Security is the coordination in cybersecurity. We work with law enforcement agencies globally to enforce the security of the global internet. One thing that we don't do is content. Again, something really important that I learned a little bit late going in, which was part of my confusion. And it's one of the things that is kind of bugging to the end users like you and me, isn't it? You know, who owns the content on the internet? We all do. So we all have an equal say in how that content is presented, but yet we don't. We are provided with information that we don't ask for on a regular basis on the internet. It's much like a commercial coming across television that you would prefer not to see. You can control that with a click. You control that with a click on the internet, but the content is really up to all of us. It's not up to ICANN. It's never been part of our mission to control the content. How do you control the global community? How can you tell someone from the Netherlands that their culture, their methodology needs to be modified because someone in Macedonia or China or Taiwan or North America doesn't think that their view of internet content is correct? who amongst us will go there. Content is tricky. And who knows where ICANN will go in the future, but it's really important that you understand we are involved in the security and stability of the root servers, the security and stability of the global internet. But what we can't control at this point is the content. And I say that out loud because I do feel like it's up to all of us as end users. We need to play a part in that separately. The work of ICANN continues past the global coordination of names, numbers, protocol, security, and policy. There are support services in ICANN behind the scenes. We've got our legal team. We have finance. We have project support. We have, like any company, human resources and IT and admin. All of them are support services so that this work can be done, so we can all be here to engage with the community. We are in continual mode of global outreach, participation, and engagement. Each one of us in ICANN and the ICANN community is responsible to be an ambassador for what the ICANN community is trying to accomplish. And outreach is part of what you will do when you leave here. Whether you take it back to your region in a newsletter, in a blog, whether you do presentations back at your place of employment, whether it's in the government, in your registry, or your business. You know, all of us need to get involved, as ICANN is, in global outreach and engagement, and encourage more to participate in this multi-stakeholder model. Contractual compliance, I always add here because it's an important aspect, which you'll learn about later this afternoon from the compliance team. As we go into this extended world of new GTLDs, it becomes more and more important, the function of compliance of the registries and the registrars to their contracts, to how they work with the registrants, you and me, with so many more TLDs coming down the line, their work is going to grow exponentially. It's a great presentation, actually, that Maggie gives, so we'll see you this afternoon. The new GTLD operations, which is actually a separate entity within ICANN, we will see that grow throughout the years and learn more about it all this week. There are probably about 5 different presentations on the GTLD operations, so plenty of opportunity to engage and ask questions. So now that's done. I'm always glad when that's done. It's kind of like going into buying your house, you know, and you really want to be excited about getting into your house, but you have to sit there with a real estate agent and everyone and sign all the papers, and all you want to do is get in your house. So now you're in the house. I really do want to encourage smiles and laughter. I love the young ladies sitting here in front. If you could stay here all day, I'd really appreciate it. I'll get you coffee, whatever. But now that you are starting to get your head a little bit wrapped around what the community and ICANN and what this is all meaning to you from a content standpoint, now what does being here for the week mean to you? This is the important part. So we want to kind of give you an insider track to this experience and to the community. So again, I'm going to reinforce myself and the fellowship alumni, and I'll backtrack and say that I'm the manager of the fellowship program for the past 5 years, which brings individuals to the ICANN meetings 3 times a year, 2 times next year in the fiscal year, but brings them here so that they can engage and bring the information back to their region and to their country. The fellowship program gives focused time every morning from 7 to 9 in the Hilton Grand Ballroom, gives focused time to whoever would like to join the 23 fellows with certain presentations on cybersecurity and law enforcement, internet governance, new GTLDs and IDNCC TLDs from 2 experts on our staff. And the fellowships also get to meet community leaders, the chair of the CCNSO, the chair of the nominating committee, the chair of at-large, and so forth. So anyone from the newcomer that would like to join us any morning upstairs in the Hilton Grand Ballroom at 7:30 as an extension of the newcomer sessions, please do come join us. The lounge, again, is open through the end of day Wednesday, and you can come back as many times as you like. Ask any question you like. The alumni of the fellowship program are well-versed now and are there to help you. The schedule available through this link, obviously on the Prague webpage, and we do lock the schedule several weeks before the meeting starts as a way for everyone to know what to expect. And that being said, sometimes things change. So just make sure that you continue to refer back to the schedule. If you need help deciding in the wide range of sessions, over 100 sessions here, again, go to the newcomer lounge and sit with the schedule with one of our staff or one of the fellows, and they'll help you through understanding your interest, what the better sessions would be for you that week. Now, they aren't mind readers. They aren't looking in a crystal ball, so they may miss the mark. Come back and check with them again, and we just want to make sure that you get everything you want out of this week. There are closed and open sessions. The closed sessions are not meant to keep you out. The closed sessions are because three times a year, these stakeholder groups and constituencies get the chance to face-to-face meet. They don't always get that opportunity. So sometimes they just need to shut the doors to do their work, much as you would do a working group or a committee at your own job. They just need time to have a regular agenda and get through their daily grind. Trust me, you don't want to be there. So those closed sessions are off of the main schedule. So what you're seeing now are open sessions that are available to everyone. There are no closed doors to an open session. And I referred earlier to my San Juan experience, which was absolutely true. When I opened doors and the room was full, I took the look of death from people, as in, step back, it's not your room. So please do not let that happen to you. The rooms are all open. On the other hand, you go into a room that's full. Well, go outside, find another room that has a chair, bring it in. But if you are sitting there and it really isn't getting you, please don't hesitate to stand up and leave. We're not formal here. You don't have to be glued to your seat with a teacher wrapping your knuckles if you leave. Again, we want you to get the best out of this week. So if that isn't it for you and you've given it its due, get out. There's so many other sessions to get in, okay? The other thing that you can do, if you can't particularly find a session that you think grabs you, go into the main hall. Congress 1 and 2 are our main halls, and or any other room, and sit in the back, open up your laptop, turn off your volume, really important in our meetings, turn off your volume, and open up the session in the schedule. Phyllis is going to talk about that with remote participation tools, but you can sit in one session and listen in on another. Put in your, iPod set, your earbuds, but you can actually engage into another session while sitting in a separate one. Multitasking for newcomers is not encouraged because you should be more in the moment of what's happening in that room. But there's always a place for you to sit, even if it's a session you're particularly engaged in. If you can't find anywhere else in this hotel to find a moment, a quiet place, but you can always link in. We've already taught the newcomer track here on Sunday to not be repetitive. The Monday is about the welcome ceremony at 9 o'clock. It's the best way to start your week. There's always a cultural experience from our local hosts, always different types of presentations, but it's the CEO and president's time to set the pace for the week, to give you the hot topics and give you a place to understand where the community and the board are coming from as far as what their expectations are for the week. Again, our fellowship meeting, you're invited to. Some highlights: the ICANN and internet governance landscape, the new GTLD program update, and DNSSEC for everybody. Please let the light bulb go off in your head on DNSSEC. I was lost for 3 years. I went to this session, and I am a believer. They do like a play, very interactive, to teach you about DNSSEC, and it's brilliant, brilliant. So if you have any questions or don't fully grasp that concept, please go to DNSSEC for everybody. It's fun anyway. Constituency Day can be the most confusing day of your week, and at some point you're going to pack it up and say it's time to go shopping. Please don't do that. Stick with it, because during the Constituency Day, each group is basically all day in one room doing their work, talking about their issues. The board may come in and out to different sessions. They have different speakers or presenters. But it's easy to feel lost because most of the people there are, in fact, previously engaged in that community, and they're picking up from the Costa Rica meeting where they left off. And so they're kind of fast-forwarding on you. Sit by someone who's already from the community. Again, ask questions. Every session room here is full with a different community, so if that one doesn't, hit the mark, again, go to one of the other ones. But it is a tough day because it is a lot of regular work being picked up from the past and being forwarded. But, try to share in the experience. It's the only way to start getting involved. Everybody started there. Everybody started from a confused place. So it's the only way to start being unconfused is to get involved and sit in. On Wednesday, you have the regular DNSSEC workshop. We're also talking about the IP addressing activities. And, Carol, I'm just not sure if Wednesday's the day that you're doing strategic plan development. Is that Tuesday?
Oh, it's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday? Okay, the Wednesday. The strategic plan development from a newcomer standpoint may not seem something of value, but it is. As a stakeholder in the internet community and the ICANN community, you have a vested interest in what we are planning for the next 3 years. What is our agenda? What is our vision? How are we going to spend the budget that ICANN has? It was approved yesterday. The FY13 budget was approved by the board yesterday to the tune of about $74 million. What is ICANN going to do with that money? You have a vested interest in that. What are we involved in? What policies are we going to engage in? What work are we going to do? What projects are we going to do? As a stakeholder now in this community, the strategic plan building is an important place to start and understand what our thinking is, and then you get the chance to publicly comment on it to try to have the staff and board understand your opinion on the directions we're going. Thursday, we're doing two key sessions on outreach because the ICANN staff has been taking on the initiative to coordinate our outreach internal activities with the community's desire for more outreach in their individual communities. How do they market? How do they get more capacity, more participation in their particular community? How will ICANN help the business constituency or the at-large community to get their message out and get more people in? Our mission in outreach is to move people like yourself into the community, move you up as participating members, and then further train you to be the best that you can be because of the expertise you bring to us so that we can utilize you and sap your brain the best as possible. So outreach and the public participation committee meetings are very engaging, very important, so that you understand how to better be part of this community. The Security and Stability Advisory Committee is having an open session. Again, I think it's going to be fantastic. DNS, Security and Stability, IDN Variant, TLDs. And the afternoon is the public forum and the board resolutions. You may have heard that the board decided to suspend the Friday board session, the open board session, and the supporting organizations and advisory committees' wrap-up sessions. So now the board will report on the week of resolutions at the public forum. The public forum is also the unique opportunity for every one of you to step up to the microphone to give your opinion, your comment, or ask a question of the board or a member of the staff. Here are my thoughts on that. The chairman of the board meets actually with Phyllis before the public forum. They determine the themes for the public forum. They determine the time available for each individual to stand up at the microphone to comment. If you have something that you need to say, the time that you are given is posted up on the screen. It may be 2 minutes, it may be 3 minutes. My advice is to put it on your laptop or write it on a pad of paper. Get it down. Make sure it's 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Your introduction as a newcomer into the ICANN community, your first impression is very important. You can ask any question you want. There are no dumb questions. You heard that in kindergarten. You heard it in college. You heard it when you started your first job. It's the same here. There are no dumb questions. We need you here. We need participation, new voices, fresh voices, innovation. We need it desperately. So there are no dumb questions to be had up at that microphone. If there's something that you didn't understand, something you need to understand, ask it. Someone else did 5 years ago, and everyone else has been afraid ever since, okay? But get it ready, and get ready to do it in the 2 or 3 minutes, because that leaves a great impression on the community. You will be asked to say your name, and whether you're speaking on behalf of yourself or your place of employment or your community. Marilyn Cade is a longtime member of the Internet community and the ICANN community, and the chair of the business constituency. And she teaches my fellows every Monday at 7:30 this lesson. My name is Marilyn Cade. I am standing here on behalf of the business constituency. Or, I am Marilyn Cade. I am here on my own behalf. Really important. If you're here as a member or as a staff in your government, or as someone who represents the registry, and you do not have the permission or authority to speak on behalf of them, do not speak on behalf of yourself. It's a very important distinction, and you will, when you step up to the microphone, need to make that distinction. Okay? But it's a great experience, a great opportunity to do. The other way, if you are not feeling good about coming up to the microphone, we have a public comment all the time on all the policies and all the initiatives we're doing. It's on our front webpage. You can always go in that way to provide public comment as well. So this is the best part. It's the fun part. We work hard. We play hard. When the day is done, we get to do this kind of fun stuff. Monday, the CEO, Rod Beckstrom, is having a farewell reception. Everyone's invited. So that's Monday evening. It's in the schedule on the Prague webpage as to its starting time. I think it's 8:30, but don't quote me on it. Tuesday's music night. I love music night. Everybody lets their hair down. You have board members coming up to the stage and singing karaoke. Or coming up and playing their saxophone. It's everyone's having a chance to say, I'm a human being just like you. I've had a hard day. You know, let's knock back a beer and you know, have a song. You know, and you know, it's just a great way to just kind of let out the tension for a night. Wednesday's the gala. The gala tickets will be available Tuesday and Wednesday right outside the door at the .cz, our local host booth. Here's the trick. There are limited tickets. So go on Tuesday and pick up your ticket. As long as you're registered for the conference, you can pick up a ticket to the event. More information will come soon on transportation, and that'll be shared with everyone. But if you want to go to the gala, go get your ticket early. Thursday, we're hosting an ICANN wrap-up. This is the first time we've done this. We did before a staff member and